Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog Talk Radio. Allow yourself to relax, unwind, and enjoy as we talk about the latest in celebrity gossip, news, and current events. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now on Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, this version of Say What Now is specifically designed to be listened to by adults and therefore not suitable for children under the age of 17. This program will contain the following: crude, indecent language, and explicit sexual conversation. So, if you are a hater and you cannot handle the topic of today, we do suggest that you turn our show off right now. Thanks for listening to Say What Now.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome so much to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog Talk Radio for Sunday, August the 17th. I am Classy Diva, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a fantastic show for you this evening. We have the fabulous Alexis K. Tyler from Vagina Power joining us. We definitely would love to take your questions and your comments. If you would like to call in, you can do so at 37677-1412-347-677-1412, or you can email us at klmc1997@gmail.com. The first thing that I want to do is, first of all, introduce our special guest host.
Alexis K. Tyler is the founder of Vagina Power and Penis Power, emphasizing spiritual sexuality. Tyler first gained fame on the local public access channel in the Atlanta metropolitan area. But then, after posting some videos and her public speaking presentations on YouTube, her name is now recognized across the country as one of the most candid, outspoken, and ultra-straightforward authorities on sex, seduction, and eroticism. For more information on Alexis K. Tyler, feel free to Google Vagina Power or her name, Alexis K. Tyler, on Google, or you can go on YouTube. We welcome to Say What Now, Alexis K. Tyler of Vagina Power.
I definitely would like to welcome our special guest, Ms. Kay Tyler. How are you this afternoon, Ms. Tyler?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I just wanted to say, first off, that I'm really so proud of you and what you're doing and the information that you're putting out. Wonderful show.
Hey, Alexis.
Thank you so much.
Hey, this is Zilla. Can you look underneath the bed? I think I left my boxes over there last night.
You know, you can't wear no boxes when you come to my house. It's a thong, a nothing, because I need some shit I can snatch off easy.
Okay. Miss Alexis, can you tell everybody that's listening a little bit about your website and what you do?
Well, the only site I have up right now is the shop.vaginapowertv.com, because I've dealt with so much hacking in the past few months. So that's where all of my DVDs, my CD books on vagina power, spiritual sexuality, and my lectures are located, as well as my vagina power, penis power, and gay love T-shirts are, because I realized I have a large straight, gay, lesbian, and bisexual following. So since I'm talking about spiritual sexuality, and it applies to every human being that is living, that deals with emotions, and you got a pussy and a dick, then I am blanketing all of us with this information. So they can find my stuff at my shop.vaginapowertv.com. And basically right now I just have the YouTube sites up where I put my videos up there weekly based on what the fans tell me they want to talk about.
Okay, great. Well, what we're going to do now, get on to the entertainment report and then hurry up and get to the topic at hand. At the end of the entertainment report, we're going to also do a tribute to Isaac Hayes as well. So what's going on in entertainment, Blogzilla?
Well, I don't know if you know this week, but Solange really much said that she doesn't like being compared to her sister. She actually says sometimes that she hit her sister and she drowned her sister in a bathtub. And she hates being referred to as Beyonce's little sister, and she smashed Beyonce's awards from her talent shows when she was a baby and told her daddy, yeah, I did it, and what? She's also drinks Coronas at a little redneck bar in her town. So that's going on. What else happened? Sticky Fish came back onto the scene with a new album. And what else? It's been a really dry week for entertainment, really. Now that I'm thinking of it, it's been a really, really dry week. Young Jock is he needs to pay his baby mother some money too, and Jody Breeze got arrested. That's pretty much what entertainment's
okay.
going on. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that whole Lisa Rae issue that went down this week?
Well, the whole Lisa Rae. It's niggotry at its finest. Lisa Rae put out. It is. She put out she had her publicist put out a statement that her husband slept with Roxy. And then she said, I'm tickled. And then Roxy's publicist sent out a statement that said, yeah, that dude's leaving her, and they're getting a divorce. And then she was on TV in Kirkson Takeover, what the island is called. And it's just really, really crazy. It's a whole bunch of niggas going on. I think people should handle their private business in there without the help of their publicist. So... And that is crazy. So stuff going on, and I think when you make a hoe a housewife like Lisa Rae was a stripper, then niggotry is bound to happen. It's bound to follow. So learn from that, kiddies, and stay away from the niggotry.
Okay. Well, what we're gonna do now is we're going to do a tribute to Isaac Hayes and also to Bernie Mac. This has definitely been a very sad 2 weeks because we were a great comic and we lost a very great singer, the Black Moses of our time. So with that, we're going to listen to the tribute.
Everybody can understand it. Don't be afraid of the word motherfucker. I'm going to break it down to you. If you're out there this afternoon, you see about three or four brothers talking, you might hear a conversation and it go like this. You seen that motherfucker, Bobby? That motherfucker owed me 35 motherfucking dollars. He told me he gonna pay my motherfucking money last motherfucking week. I ain't seen this motherfucker yet. I'm not gonna chase this motherfucker for my 35 motherfucking dollars. I called the motherfucker four motherfucking times, but the motherfucker won't call me back. I called his mama the other motherfucker day. She gonna pay like the motherfucker went in.
Identical way. in our profession.
What's she say?
Baby, little white bitch just looked at that white man dead in the eye and told him, fuck that. Pay me.
All right. Thanks so much for that tribute. Ms. Alexis, how did you feel about Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes?
Well, I mean, I really don't know all the circumstances surrounding them. I think, it was very sad that it happened. I remember Chocolate Chip Child when I was a little girl. I grew up in the 70s, and those
mm-hmm.
were some favorite. They were like icons to me. He was incredible. This big, tall, chocolate black man with this bald head and these shades, just so sexy. And it's just so sad that all those icons and what they represent is not in music anymore. Oh, they're dying.
Right. You know, sad day for all of us. Black Widow, how did you feel about the tribute?
The tribute was hilarious. Hearing the Bernie Mac again was actually great. And the whole Isaac Hayes, it was just fantastic. You know, actually, Shaq, my cousin, Richard Roundtree, we're related. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, they said Blockzilla was the one bad mother. You guys were supposed to, say, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Right on.
All right. Well, I actually see that people in right now already holding to get on the top end. So if anybody wants to call in and get in the queue, so the number is going to be 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. We're going to take a very short break, and we're going to get right into it.
Hello, world. My name is Darren Rich.
And I am Israel Jacobs.
We write.
We speak.
And we teach. We are the Rich Jacobs Company. And as well, world, look out for our highly anticipated theatrical production. You paint the picture.
Paint the picture, ladies. This is for you guys. It is from a man's perspective of how a woman is supposed to be treated. Ladies, this is a must-see.
For more information about the Rich Jacobs Company, go to their website at www.therichjacobscompany.com.
Want to know what's going on in Atlanta tonight? Log on to ATLTonight.com today and join the hottest social network website and email list in Atlanta. From clubs to bars to lounges to live music spots, whatever you're looking for, find it featured at ATLTonight.com. That's ATL2NITE.com. Connecting places, connecting faces.
Memoirs of a Jump Off by Classy Diva.
Silly rabbit, you think you have your man, but you have no idea. You see, because I'm a jump off. I don't give a fuck about you claiming him to be yours, because if I want him, I can have him. You see, either I'll be your friend just to get to your man. I'll be your homegirl just to get to your man. And when you're not looking, I'm going to call your man. I'm going to tell him that I want to be his friend, you see. Get him with me, you see, and open my leg. And your man is going to be all up in me. Yeah, that's right, I said it, because see, I have no conscience. I don't give a fuck about you, because whatever I want, I'm going to get. And your man is the one that I want right now. So you trust me, you call me, and I'm your homegirl, but you never know that I am the one that's fucking your man. Because you see, I'm a jump off, and I don't care about you or any other woman. But if I see a man that I want, I'm going to get it. Believe it. Jump off.
All right, we are back. And, of course, Ms. Alexis, you may not know this, but before I start the topic every week, I start off with just a little poem or something that's going to be about the topic at hand. Blockzilla, how did you feel when you heard that little snippet right there?
When I heard that snippet, I was thinking of a particular woman who has a man that's about to come in town and how I want to be the pole that she slides down. That's what I was thinking about when I heard that poem. But I used to have, I had a bunch of jump offs in my life. I actually been specifically, exclusively dealing with jump offs for the past 2 years, even though I took a break from the jump offs because I had an epiphany one time when I was taking a piss in the shower that these jump offs really was only using me for dick and that I was the actual jump off. So I stopped jumping off the jump offs.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And Ms. Alexis, how did you feel about that?
Well, you know, a lot of things were going through my mind when I was hearing you recite that because it's like I have been in that position and actually been that jump-off bitch, you know, and at one point when I was younger. And I have seen so many women be that jump-off and actually talk to me. I mean, even I hear it now, how women talk to me in confidence and ask me my opinion about particular sexual situations and they're dealing with somebody that's close in the family or a relative or a girlfriend, a husband or boyfriend. And what I want to say about it, there are two dynamics to that. And that's a jump off can be a very powerful bitch with a very powerful lower level of vagina power. There are two levels of vagina power that I talk about. When we talk about spiritual sexuality, there's the highest level, which deals with the mind, body, and spirit and soul integration, where you're at 360 degrees of power, and you don't use your pussy to negotiate or manipulate shit that's between your legs. You use the pussy that is between your ears. When you have evolved and you have matured into a full womanhood and your goddess state, that is the kind of power level that I'm trying to introduce a lot of our women to because we're really dark. We are asleep. We're dead to the highest goddess principles within us. We think we're just human beings, but we are really superhuman. We are gods and goddesses manifesting in an ordinary realm because we don't realize that we are super ordinary and immortal. So when a woman is in a lower level of pussy power, she's a jump off, and a jump off can be very lucrative. So I can't say all these negative things about it because there are pros and cons. And there are a lot of women that are doing very well because they jump off professional dick riders and pussy eaters / dick suckers and cum drinkers. Because men are riding around here in Hummers. They got expensive pocketbooks and clothes and shoes. They got big old houses. They take trips anywhere they want to go in the world. So there are benefits to being a good jump off bitch. Because you don't have no conscience, you don't say no. When you see something you want, it doesn't matter who is in the way, and this can reap big rewards. Then on the other side of it, there are some jump-offs out here that are not sure that they really want to master the lower level of their pussy power because their emotions get involved. Excuse me?
You said the pussy power between their ears, which means is that their mouth or their brain or just how they use their pussy.
See, like I was saying, you do not have to negotiate by putting no dick in your pussy or in your mouth to make a deal when you are vibrating from the highest level of your cerebral cortex and your spiritual awareness. When you are in your goddess state, like I said, you have peeled off veil that makes you think you are just human. You realize that you are not mortal. You are not ordinary. So you are moving from a total mind, body, spirit, and soul integration, and you are a grown woman in vagina power. Grown women that are standing in vagina power, sir, ma'am, whoever listening, have mercy. Do not negotiate with your pussy and your damn mouth and your tonsils with no cum hanging off your damn esophagus and swimming around in your damn stomach.
That's a very effective position to negotiate because when we have the cum from the chin, we are at a weaker state ourselves, us having the penis power. That's why they get all of that because when you have my dick in your mouth and you say, I'm more likely to pay your light bill to get you to continue using that mouth power.
But what I'm trying to get you to see, like I said, when a woman's in a jump-off state like that, she is usually in a predator mode. She ain't no better than a maggot, a fly laying a baby egg on a dead carcass to turn into a maggot or a fucking vulture. I don't care what you say. See, when you are a little girl and when your mama, your daddy, and no other grown woman that is in the highest level of her vagina divinity has not come along and opened up your mind, liberated your cerebral cortex, and you didn't go to school or you're not working or whatever, you're not manifesting what you need to manifest based on the laws of attraction in your own experience, or even if you have those things, there are women that have money, they still nasty jump offs, and they don't always do it for the money or the light bill. When there's a darkness in you, and you don't realize your power. It's many reasons. See, we have to do many parts to this show. Because a lot of women, they might like to fuck. They might like to suck. Some of them might have been considered ugly or unattractive when they were little. So nobody really wanted to pay attention to them. And now they turn into a beautiful swan in high school or college. And now they're getting off on it. It's their ego. It's a sense of approval. A lot of them were fucked by their daddies or their uncles. So they got a sex spirit implanted into the root of their pussy. When they were little girls, they didn't even understand what sexuality and spirituality and inappropriate boundaries and behavior were about. So, see, there are a lot of reasons, or you're jealous of another woman and what she has, and you feel powerless to take her place or to take her life from her or to be able to compete with her on that level. So you try to create this ideal, or you saw a Playboy magazine, or you saw a commercial, or you saw another actress or a singer, a movie star, somebody you want to emulate, so you turn to jump off because that's what she is, that's what she was, that's how she accomplished these things. See, there are many roles to being a jump-off hoe. And there you have to deal with the psychology of the individual that is being the jump off at that time to determine what is the motivation. But I still say that since I've been there and now I'm where I'm at and I'm a grown woman, vagina power, I'm not acting as a little girl, and I don't negotiate with my pussy, my asshole, or my mouth unless I'm speaking, not because a dick is some cum or some pussy in it. When you know who you are and when you realize that the higher level of vagina power within you controls the moon, the sun, and the stars, and you receive all thoughts because we're all connected telepathically, mentally, and emotionally, and spiritually, you don't have to get on your knees and then mumble through somebody's nuts in between your teeth that you need your light bill paid. That's what I'm saying.
But a lot of these females are just dickmatizing, and it's like crack. It's like the crackhead. The crackhead, the first hit of crack, and then they walk around for the rest of their life looking for that first high. A lot of these girls get the dick so good because, like you said, it's penis power too. They get that that it's in the bottom of their pussy that they just striving to get more of that and looking to get every dude to get that feeling again. So what's to say that they just don't want to have sex?
I use that example. Sometimes they are because they just like to fuck. But I'm still saying that a woman in vagina power realizes that she's the creator. Her womb is the creation of all men, so and she created his dick in her womb. So if she gets addicted to a dick, especially one that don't give a fuck about her, that ain't trying to marry her, be the father of her children, take care of her, provide for her to make sure she wants for nothing, and she's not playing herself like a jump-off with him or anybody else. If he's not doing that, and she's addicted to a dick that she created within the Garden of Eden in her own womb, then that means her vagina power is being used against her, and she is a fool. Instead of pulling her energy within her, she's allowed a man to pull the energy outside of her. When she's sucking his dick and she's sucking his sperm, she's taking the divine essence that he has within him, and she's allowed it to be able to redirect the energy within the electric circuits of her own mind and reduce her to a dick-sucking, calm-drinking slave and a freak. And that is abnormal. That's against her nature. I know it's against mine. Because the woman is the divine creator. A man don't rule no woman unless she submit herself to him. A woman is in control at all time of who she sleep with, who she don't, who she pick, who she don't, not the man.
So the vagina should be used for monetary gain. So you're saying if she's doing all of this, then she should get something out of it. Is that what you're saying? She shouldn't
now,
do it for
that's
free.
That's what you said.
there should be an even exchange with everything. If you're going to be a hoe, like I said, there are pros and cons to being a jump off. If I was going to be a jump off, you better believe I would be a damn good one. If you're going to be a dick sucker, be a good dick sucker. You're going to be a stripper, be a good damn stripper. But if you're coming home with nothing, or some man coming to your house and he done damn busted open every hole in your damn body, and when he bending you over doggy style to put his dick in your pussy, he can't tell which one is your asshole or your fucking pussy because he done prolapsed your fucking asshole because you can see down in like a damn open damn black tunnel, and he get up and you ain't got no money, then you is a fucking fool. I'm not advocating prostitution, but I'm just saying if you're going to do these things, because niggas talk. And bitches talk, too. So if you want to be out there with everybody know your damn dough number and everybody know your asshole before they know your damn name, and that's all you are and you have nothing to show for it, you are more pathetic to me than someone that at least got somewhere to stay and food to eat and they can take care of their children. But no, that is not what I was talking about. Because like I said, when you're in vagina power on the highest level, you don't have to negotiate that way, and nor do you desire to be a jump off and a damn calm freak because you have discipline. You control your pussy. You don't let no dick and nobody control you. When you're a woman with honor and integrity and you walking in your divinity, you're not no calm freak. Something else is wrong with you. If a woman is a calm freak because she loves a certain man's dick and the way he hit her bottom, there's nothing wrong with loving dick. That's not what I'm saying. But when that's all she got to have some man plugged up in her and she only feels safe and secure and like she got some power when a dick is hung up in her, there is something else that woman is hungry for. There's a deeper connection that she's feeling when his dick is in her pussy because it taps into the spiritual and the divine essence of your vagina and of his dick. It's a mental, emotional, and spiritual as well as a physical connection. I don't care if it's a one-night stand or a trick. You're still tapping into the higher levels. And sometimes men can penetrate a woman and hit that bottom and work that ass and hit them nerves up in that pussy and open up some spiritual doors in her and release some emotions in her and an adrenaline and secretions and shit that she didn't know was bottled up in there. So she becomes attached to this man. She's like honey to a bee. She's like a dog on a leash for this particular man, and she's thinking, I'm just hooked on the sex. But you have to realize there are some deeper things and circuits that are opening up in chakra and auric field connections that are taking place when a woman is addicted to a certain man's dick and she starts to chase a feeling. There's something else psychological, mental, and emotional there that is lost.
Amen, amen. And Ms. Alexis, I wanted to touch on something that you said before, and this is definitely a very complex issue because you have your junior jump, you have your reform jump off, and you have your professional jump off. And the reason why I decided to do this show, because I'm going to be honest and put myself out there, I am a reform jump off. To be that girl that you heard, you know, when you listened to the first of the topic. But one thing that women have to think about that are junior jump offs who really don't know what they're doing, why are you doing it? What satisfaction are you getting out of it? You know, he just comes to fuck you, then he leaves. So what are you getting out of it? What kind of issues do you have within yourself to think that second is great? Because guess what? It's not. And all you're doing is just putting yourself down. And we also have a comment, Ms. Alexis, in the chat room. Well, I mean, Blazo, not all the time, but at the same time, you have to look at your self-worth.
Well,
that's something that we talked about.
That's worth
but
a lot.
But all the time, it's not about good dick. It's about yourself. It's about how do you treat yourself. I mean, because think about it like this, and I'm dealing with this shit right now. What happens when the tables are turned, and now you are the woman, and you got jumping after your man? You see what I'm saying? So you have to look at all of that. I mean, it's fucked up as it is, but it's true. I want to ask you a question. There was something that came in the chat room, and a young lady named Urban Lux wants to know, how long should you wait before you have sex with somebody?
People ask me that question a lot, and I always say that it depends on the motivation of the relationship and the circumstances and the type of mindset of the man that you're dealing with. Because if you're meeting someone that is used to having sex the first day that they meet you, that doesn't mean that person is a dog or that they're necessarily going to fuck you and walk away.
sometimes that's just how men are. They see something that they like at that moment, and they want it, and they're really turned on and attracted by that woman. And not only will they sleep with her the first night, but then they'll stay with her and wine her and dine her and really want
her
to parlay into something else. Then it's men you meet right off. That's all the motivation is about. They got a wife, girlfriend somewhere else. They out of town. They at the club. They're a little tipsy. And they just see something they want to fuck. So it's like, let me trick off how much you take. Or basically, if I can get it from that, I can get it from the parking lot. See ya. I don't want to be you. So you really have to not only be moving from a place of what motivates you to get in this relationship, you really got to screen these men better. You got to know what is motivating them to step to you and really what their agenda is to decide, should I do this this night or do I need to break this down and take this slow? You got to learn to read people very well because you can wait 6 months. A man will fuck you and he's been whining down you 6 months and he's angry. So he wants to, it's a resentment fuck, so he's going to break you off and get the fuck on. And then, you know, somebody that, like I said earlier, can stay, but you really got to see what kind, if this man has an ego, if this man has something to prove to someone else or to himself, you got to really know the mindset of that person. You see what I'm saying? Does that sound crazy?
No, it actually sounds really, really good. And we have a lot of people that are making comments in the chat room about what we're doing. But we're also asking for people to call in at 347-677-1412. I'm 347-677-1412. Two things that I wanted to talk to you about, Miss Alexis, is the mind frame of a junior jump off. You know, this is just your little, your high school or local girl that basically once she sees a guy with a girl and she sees that they're happy, she goes after them. How do you feel about those hoes?
Well, you, from what I'm telling you, it's not just the high school girls. You have to really look. A lot of them are developing, and you know how that is now. When we was developing, couldn't nobody tell me I was not cute when I was 12 and 13, and little booty started coming out, little butt started coming out of my chest, and people, little grown men, start sneaking around the bushes. Some of they going to wait on me. They going to holler at me when my grandmama turn her head. So you don't know who been in these little girls' heads, who's been whispering in their ear. And then I see grown women raising these little girls. A girl 2 years old, a damn 1 year old, ain't even got, she can't even shit and wipe her ass. She got a pamper on. And her mama at the fucking cookout, leaning over the ball on the side of the grill and shit. Go, shake, shake. Go, boo boo. Shake it. Show them how to pop, lock, and drop it at 1 year old and 2 years old. Yeah, my baby gonna get that money. Them niggas gonna pay my baby, whether she go in the strip club or where she go holler at them and she trick. We got grown old ass women that are teaching these little girls to be sluts and whores. Many of these little girls you see in high school trying to take somebody man, fuck somebody like they're a grown woman, been undercover watching Vanessa Del Rio, ain't no telling who else. And then they get out after school, you see them out in the parking lot, popping one booty cheek and popping the other, you know, and learning how to fuck, dancing like they were riding on a whole damn dick. It's grown women that are creating this type of mindset. And then our society and our media is creating this mindset. And like I said, when you see that it's lucrative to take somebody's boyfriend, even though you're 12 or 13 years old, and there's benefit, you feel powerful. You feel in control. So if the girl already thinking she cute, people been telling her she fine, she got a fat ass and titties, and they like the way she walking, and she have the nerve to tell them. They tell me this all the time. Miss Alexis, I'm a virgin, but I did suck my boyfriend's dick, and he came in my mouth. And I'm good at sucking dick, but I ain't let him hit the pussy. These little girls think this is cute, and they are bragging about this, and they got 20 and 30-year-old men teaching them how to suck dick at 13 and 14 years old, and they get benefit. So they're not where we are. They're not where you are. They're not where I am. They don't have women like us to break this down to them. So they are motivated to chase because it makes them feel powerful and special. Look at me. Look what I can do. Look at my ass. Look at my pussy. Look at my titties. Look at the power that I will. I can take this man. She thinks she got him, but I fucked him last night. I sucked him in the bathroom. This is already the mentality that our little girls have.
Yeah. And I have a question that's in the chat room. It's looking like one of our ladies is having a professional jump off that's coming after her, and her man stated that the issue she's having is that jump offs are even leaving notes on her car about her man. How do you feel about that?
Oh,
I think that what she should do, she should keep those notes. She should read those notes. She should see who is sending them. She should talk to those women, look at their backgrounds, look and see if they have any history with this man. She needs to tape those conversations. She needs to videotape these hoes that's leaving it. And she then needs to research this man that she's fucking. Because I'm going to tell you just like this, every woman does not have a problem with a jump-off bitch trying to take her man. And it might, she might be lying, but then again, she might know something about this man. She might know this woman, her pussy, I'm not trying to be funny, but her pussy might know this man dick better than this woman that he damn in a relationship with.
And she needs
I wouldn't jump on her or go off on her. She needs to see what is behind this.
Right. Because there may be more to it thinking.
How do I feel about
Blackville, how do you feel about this?
About the chick leaving notes on the car? I mean, then she needs to check somebody. Somebody need to get checked. Point blank. That's just, I'm old school. I'm smacking somebody. They do some shit like that. That's just crazy. Like, but I mean,
I'm all about jump offs. I like jump offs at the end of the day.
It's easier. It's really easy. It's less stress. And I think that's really what it is that it's less stress when you deal with a jump off. Because when you actually wife somebody and have a relationship, it's so much more that you have to do from a male's perspective. But when you have a jump off, it's crazy. Now, reference to the whole young girl thing, I've never dealt with a younger chick like that. Now, when I was older, when I was younger, when I was 19, 18, I probably dealt with high school girls. But like, as an adult in my 20s, that's just not something that I've dealt with. But I've noticed when I was younger in grade school, every time I would try to holler at a girl, she would say, my boyfriend's 23, and my boyfriend's 20-something, and my boyfriend, I'm just like, wow. So this is just astonishing to me. But a jump-off is easy to deal with.
Okay, so what happens when you have a girlfriend, and you're all in love, and there's some nigga that's trying to be her jump-off? How are you going to feel about that?
Oh, and that ain't happened. I mean, if I actually expect a girl to cheat on me because I know what I've done in my past. I know what a girl is capable of, and if I anticipate it, I can deal with it better. But most of the times when I'm in a relationship, my girl doesn't really stray, and if she strays, I don't know about it. You know what I mean? So my girl doesn't stray.
Can I say something too when y'all finish?
Go right ahead, Miss Alexis.
I'm still talking just on my mind what you just said about that lady in them notes. There's several things I want to say to her about that from being on both sides of that game, because I done did shit like that too. I didn't put no note. I just find out where she at, where she stay, her phone number, and I would call her directly or go there directly and tell her about a man that she thought was her damn man. See, she needs to look at herself to see really how she feels about herself and if she respects herself and if she has had problems with this nigga before and if she done had relationships before she even met him and got involved with him. With this kind of shit, dealing with bitches and niggas getting out of line and a bitch want to confront her, because to me that is one of the ultimate levels of a bitch thinking that you funny. Like hee hee ha ha, not lesbian, but thinking you
look like
a fucking joke.
So you're looking at me like I'm short, think I'm funny.
It's like you think it's a joke. You think that I'm a fucking joke because you comfortable enough to write some shit on a piece of fucking paper and lift my motherfucking windshield, bitch, and put something on my fucking window to tell me about my nigga. That means that you feel that you is more of a bitch than I am and that I'm not finna fuck with you for you putting some shit on my fucking window, letting me know about my nigga. You don't consider me a threat, and you don't feel that there is no consequence. So it could be several things. And one of the things is basically she been fucking your nigga and blowing your nigga off, and she know that what you think you got with him basically is only an illusion in your mind. You really ain't got the motherfucker like you say, because either she was digging the motherfucker, he might have done hit her ass before he got with you, or start fucking her for the whole duration while he's with you. So she know your business and she know your man better than you think you do, because he been fucking her and they done got real close, and she knows she got good pussy and head to him, so that he's telling her all of your fucking secrets and all of your weaknesses and all of your business. So she might be getting them off in a way that you're not, and then she knows that the shit is really not stable, so she feels confident to fucking step to you and let you know what I know about your nigga, and that you really ain't fucking shit. And I'm the fucking deal, and I got the pussy power and the ass and the head power, because I have him running up behind me, although he's committed to you. So you, there's some sounds that you need to really deal with this. And then, too, she don't respect you, and obviously, you know, your nigga don't respect you, and he ain't going to do shit about it either once he finds out that she stepped to you and put the note on your door, because she already know this shit is shaky and she know this nigga's faking while he's with you. So that's why you need to jump on this bullshit immediately, and I wouldn't be like stepping him, cussing him out either. I would sit back like a fucking woman, gather all the information, observe the shit, observe her and what she said, and observe him. But if you, like, I brought up the issue thing with her, because I know I used to attract a lot of dog niggas like that because I was fucked up in the head, and that was my pattern. So I had to study my history. That's why I'm asking her to look at herself, too, because we are creators and we are destroyers as the feminine womb gender, because we have the womb. We create babies. Babies are born in our womb. Babies die in our womb. And then we bring them out into the third dimension. So you created this situation, and this woman stepping you out of nothing, you ought to be grateful. Because it's a lot of women, like, he tell me, like, jump off. I don't want to jump off, nigga. And I don't want to jump a nigga that fuck with jump off bitches. Because I've been on this planet 40 years. And I want to stay here 50 or 60 more. And I don't have to take no fucking HIV medicine. I don't have to take no fucking herpes, goddamn Valtrex and all that bullshit. And if I somebody give me some shit like that, they're going to be on the fucking ground. Can't fucking breathe. So I don't want no nasty motherfucker. A jump off hoe will do anything for a fucking dollar, because she's an animal bitch. She's a scavenger bitch without a fucking conscience.
Yeah, it's the nigga fault, though. It's, me as a nigga, I cannot blame the females. I think it's the nigga fault for messing with a messy bitch. If you're going to cheat on your girl, one, use protection. For two, if you're going to cheat on your girl, cheat with somebody who ain't going to leave notes on your bitch car. It's
She ought to thank God. She ought to thank God that girl left a note on the car. I'm thankful. When I found out stuff like that, because like I said, that's why a lot of these women married to these men, thinking that they got the man to themselves, fucking him raw, they go to the doctor and get a fucking diagnosis that they cannot get rid of, because they nigga was out getting fucked in his ass by another nigga without fucking grease, and he done ejaculated in a nigga ass, and then come home and put his dick in his woman's vagina and ejaculate shit and sperm in her fucking pussy. And rubbers, by the way, sir, do not protect you against herpes, and they're not a 100% protection against HIV and any other kind of thing.
And it's better than going wrong. How we get from bitches leaving notes on the car to niggas fucking niggas in the ass?
Because it all ties into jump off. You got a lot of niggas that jump off bitches for another nigga.
That's true.
You got niggas that jump off bitches.
That's very true. That's very, very true. And you got a lot of nigga bitches out there. Bitches that's going around, my girl got a girlfriend. It's a two-way street the whole way.
So that's what I'm saying. She ought to be grateful that this woman put this note on her door, because she might have thought this is a man she's going to spend her life with forever. She can have raw sex with him. She's going to have kids with him. And this is God, her higher self, checking her, because if this came to her, it could have been doubts in this woman's mind already about this nigga, but she thought it was her. And now she's getting them confirmed. So she needs to go ahead and do an investigation. And I say everybody need to investigate everybody, whether it's a woman investigating a man investigating a woman. Because whenever you get a doubt, a lot of times it's not because you've been hurt. That's your conscience trying to tell you something.
I'm not going to say that she needs to leave him. That girl may be trying to get
him. If you're cheating on your girl... If you're cheating on your girl...
But she doesn't have proof yet, though. She doesn't have proof yet.
Let her on the call. If he ain't checked the bitch, then something wrong.
Baby, there's something wrong. Like, I'm with Blockzilla. Something wrong. And the bitch letting her know, and she think that she looking down, and she thinks she ain't shit. And she trying to let you know, bitch, you ain't shit. When she did that right there, that was an ultimate insult. That was a power move.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And obviously her man is telling this girl something that's her man don't respect her, point blank. Because her man has to show a complete amount of disrespect to have another. Because generally speaking, a female ain't going to disrespect another female unless the nigga is telling her enough stuff. Okay, perfect example. If I'm going to cheat on my girl, I'm gonna let the person. Look, I got a girl at home. This is what the situation is. We got a good relationship, but you sexy as fuck. I want it. I'm going to tell them straight up if I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? In a situation like that, I'm just going to be like, you know what? Fuck my bitch. She ain't shit. She just in the home. She can't leave. She X, Y, Z. Let's do this. And that's going to give the other girl confidence enough to leave the note on her car. Because she's going to think, well, I got this good man. I want him. She's not going to think, I need a man like him.
Right. Now, you got that. The lines are now blowing up. Actually, we got two callers that are on the line. Hit caller at 205.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go right ahead with your question or comment. Oops, we lost her. Hold on, go hang up. Wait a minute, 205, are you there?
I'm here.
Go right ahead with your question or comment.
Okay, comment. The note is nothing like, you know, I'm fucking your man, thing like that. This chick might have been fucking him before I got here. And because I'm here and he's not doing whatever he is anymore, she wants me to stay away.
If the bitch left a note on your car, she fucked your man. Point blank.
Mm-hmm.
You in denial.
If he wasn't mine before I got here, what am I supposed to do about that?
So what?
That's like somebody fucking you, and when you dump her, you more on somebody else, and that bitch mad.
Look. If
you ain't fucking her no more.
If your man ain't say, she did what? No, hold on, baby. Get in the car. Let's go.
Who is this she? Who is this chick? I don't know who this chick was. It wasn't no note with my name on it. It was just something just saying stay away. I can't say who it is. Now, these bitches that sitting downstairs, they don't say shit to me when I go down there.
What,
I can't pick one of them hoes out. But
what,
they know you. The note just says stay away. Nothing. Not my name. Just on my damn card. That's it. So I come to him.
I mean, it could be. It could be his ex-girlfriend trying to get him back,
that's what I thought. Because that relationship is gone and it's sour and it moved on. But he's not answering her phone calls, none of that.
A lot of girls, right? Mm. And I hate to say this, and I'm nothing against you, sweetie.
Oh, no problem.
Y'all are stupid when it comes to dick. Like, y'all will put up with so much shit. I'm gonna put myself out there. I led a double life. I had a girlfriend in the city I worked at and a girlfriend in the city I lived. When I would go to work, I would say, baby, I'm staying late. I'm going to be home at 10 o'clock. I would be at my other girlfriend in the city I worked with house. I would say, baby, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. I'm going home. I would go home and go to my other girlfriend house. That's why I got two kids that's 6 months apart. I've seen the effects of hurting a woman before. I watched a woman that I love. I love this girl with all my heart, but I was cheating on her. Not because I didn't love her, not because she didn't do everything in her power to do that, just because I was the way I was brought up. I didn't have a father. Snoop Doggy Dogg was my father. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. That's what my father was. So I said anything I could, even if it had me getting in trouble in order to get away from my girl to have sex with my other girlfriend. Because I love both of them equally. And when my mother told on me, my mother called up and said, he's at that girl's house. Here's her number. And I'm at my girlfriend's house, and my other girl called up, like, is Lamar there? That's my name, Lamar. Is Lamar there? She says, yes. I watched her break down. The woman that I love with all of my heart break down. I say, baby, I got to go, because that's where home was at. I go home.
Godzilla, she said, it's different. She said, this is different. This man has left this woman. She thinks this woman's just jealous, and she's trying to intimidate her.
That's what he told her. Women don't do stuff like that. They're just on. She know you wouldn't do nothing like that.
I've done stuff like that before, but I did. I mean, I didn't put that on no car. I just contacted the woman directly. I'm not finna say stay away. You gonna know my name. You gonna know you gonna know me. I'm not gonna do no silly ass romper room. To me, it was already silly what I did. I wouldn't do that now. You know, to go to somebody about a nigga. I'm like, if you wanna, you wanna, and I move on. But if I confront you, you gonna know who I am.
Like, not like this stupid shit this bitch here doing to her. She need to let that lady know directly. But when I did it, it was because, even though he might have been with that woman, he was still fucking me.
Is question for everybody. Is it cheating when you're not married?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is cheating. Mm-hmm.
No.
I have to totally agree. But you guys, we actually got two more callers that I want them to have an opportunity to speak to Miss Alexis with. We only have 10 minutes, so I'm going to do this quick commercial, then we're going to come right back to the calls, okay?
Can't get enough of Alexis K. Tyler? Guess what? You don't have to. Alexis K. Tyler, the host of the Alexis K. Tyler Vagina Power Show, is also the author of Spiritual Sexuality, Vagina Power, Penis Power, Sperm Power, and she also has shows on DVD, CD, books, lectures, and more. You can also get her Penis Power Gay Love t-shirts. You're probably wondering where. Well, you go to shop.vaginapowertv.com. And you can also go to her YouTube page, which is youtube.com/AlexyKTylor. Alexis K. Tyler, Vagina Power. Think you know everything about sex? Funny, you think you do, but you have no idea. Go to blogzilla.com, the sexual intellectual, to learn the latest things that are going on in the sexual revolution. Blogzilla.com, BLOGXILLA.com. Say what now? It's been brought to you by Shimmer Shock Public Relations, a subsidiary of Prominence Marketing Group. For advertisement inquiries, please give us a call at 1-866-620-1408. Thank you so much for listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. That's all.
All right, thank everybody for staying during that brief commercial break. Oh, caller 215, caller 215, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, miss?
Hello? How you doing? Did you have a question or comment? You have a question or comment?
Actually, this is like my first time, so I was just listening. First, I would like to say you are beautiful. I've seen you on the internet. For us to comment, I really don't have too much to say, but I was listening to the fella, and I just hear him just degrading, like the woman, like, all crazy. It is what it is, but for him to say females are, like, stupid because of dick, it's really not that. I believe they're just more, either emotional, and that's how they think. Actually, to keep it real, we may be, like, the dumb ones, because we are the ones that really think with our dick and not our head, but, you know, but I don't really got too much to say. Just listening, that's all.
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Alexis, do you want to say something to that caller?
No, I want to
say,
I saw your picture on the internet, too, and I like it just as much.
I think I'm like a classy diva.
Yes, that's right. I mean. But no, I don't got too much to say. Like I said, it's like my first time. I'm just listening. That's all.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening. Do come back next Sunday around the same time for our next show. We actually have another caller on the line for Miss Alexis. We have caller 205. 205, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, question or comment for Miss Alexis?
Yeah, this went back to Zilla. I'm with Alexis. You don't know.
How you know she wasn't calling for me?
Listen. Like you said, you don't know these guys, so you keep it on lock until you get to know these folks, because you don't know what folks got. So all that situation occurred, you know, before, except because I don't know you, I'm getting to know you. Ain't no point in me giving it up to you, because you could give me anything.
Very true.
You got this chick, you know, telling me to stay away. Well, I know your girl calling. I know your girl passing by the house. This I already know. But I'm not going to just lay down with you, because that's just not what I do and how I roll like that. This is mine.
Yep.
So she right, 6 months down the road, then he can hit it and quit it. Or he can do it 3 months down the road. It really don't matter, but you get that out in the front. I got that out in the beginning, so I ain't got to worry about none of that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Miss Alexis, we have 5 minutes left, so I want to leave this time. I know with the show went the hour.
So I definitely want to leave us with some closing words about your feelings on Jump Off.
Well, I just feel that a lot of us have a long way to go. We have a higher and a lower level of women now, especially in the Black community, and many of us have all these boundaries and jealousy and communications issues between us, and we've come to the point now that if we cannot help heal each other and uplift each other, and many of us have decided we're going to be whores and sluts and not be divine and stand in the higher level of vagina power, then we have to align with women that are positive and aware of the mistakes we made in the past and all the healing that needs to take place within us, and we need to start to heal each other and balance our mind, body, and spirit and support each other, as well as make it an individual effort if we don't have support units around us to get into our own issues, our own daddy and mama issues, because it always comes from our little girl that's wounded. When we're jump off, many times we're wounded little girls walking around negotiating with our pussy and our mouth and our asshole because we're trying to feel the pain of our daddy or our mama that wasn't there. So that's the first place we need to start with each one, teach one, and if we don't have those around, to start dealing with our issues and find resources so that we can heal ourselves and then attract higher and better women into our experiences. Because all women, all of us as Black women, don't want to fuck each other's men. We don't want. I don't want to take anything from you. Like I said, I admire you. I'm proud of the work you're doing as such a young woman. I'm inspired by you, and I'm glad that you're inspiring that light within other women, and just like I feel that way towards you, and you extended your show to me, there are plenty of other Black women that feel the same way, and as we heal and raise our vibration, we will attract those types of women into our experience, not to jump off.
Absolutely, absolutely. There was one more question for you, Miss Alexis. A chatter wanted to know, how can you use your vagina power to keep the jump offs away?
Well, you know what? It's not just about vagina power. It's also about penis power. We were all born by ourselves, and we all going to die by ourselves. So you can't control your man, dick, and ass if he don't want to be controlled by your pussy. See, we have to be better discerners at the types of men we pick, because jump off going to be around all the time. My boyfriend also tell me about 20-year-old girls trying to hit on him. I don't worry about no 20-year-old girl trying to take my man. That shit never crosses my mind, because I know that the man I'm with is aligned with me and he is where he wants to be. So I don't have to fight with no another woman, because I'm sure of that the man that's with me is sure that this is where he wants to be. It also starts that too. You can't control and hold no damn man that don't want to be goddamn chose.
Absolutely. And I just keep this in mind when you're going out and you are fucking somebody else's man. I want you to always think about what you think is going to happen when you get your man and how are you going to handle it when it happens to you. So you keep that in mind the next time you decide to lay down somebody else's man, because karma is a bitch and it will bite you in the ass. Blogzilla, do you have anything else you want to say?
I wanted to say that I think a lot of the problem is the fact that, well, exactly what Alexis said, it happens when they're young, but also when we're young, it's the men's fault, per se, because when girls are young, their parents sit them down, they point to the pussy, and they say, this is special. You don't let anybody touch this. This is special. You're a temple. But with men, it's, oh, yeah, get that girl, fuck them. And I think that's where a lot of the problem is, because it's pussy power and it's penis power, and sometimes the power of the penis is stronger, if not as strong as the pussy power, and that's what all comes in, because a lot of you females get dickmatized real easily because it's so much bad dick going on. So once you get some good dick, you don't know what to do. You start losing focus on your job, your life, your career, everything, and your morals just to get some more good dick. So.
I agree. It is women that's stupid about men. And the penis power is serious. I have seen men hooked on another man's penis power that will turn on or leave a woman alone about some dick, just like a woman will leave somebody for some dick.
Okay. Well, Miss Alexis, I definitely want to thank you for coming on. This buzz that I'm getting, we're definitely going to have you on again. extremely soon. I encourage everybody to go to shop.vaginapower.com. Was it .com or .net?
shop.vaginapowertv.com.
Awesome. I want everybody to go there, and I heard YouTube. And again, as soon as we get ready to have Ms. Tyler back on, we will let everybody know. Thank you so much, Ms. Tyler. We adore you, and we'll see you next time on Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blockzilla.
Thank you.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blockzilla here on Blog Talk Radio. Allow yourself to relax, unwind, and enjoy as we talk about the latest in celebrity gossip, news, and current events. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now on Blog Talk Radio.
Did you listen? Uh-huh. I told you she is something else. Yeah, we're going to get it back on again. Because, I mean, I did that show to an hour, and then somehow I'm going to get it to an hour 30.
I should be able to stream in about 5 more minutes. What you say, Mom? Now, that wasn't Coretta. Somebody else. That was Cochita. That's Dee Dee. Yeah. That was the best one and won it.
Yep, and the commercials weren't that long, so that was good.
Long Talk Radio.
This podcast
begins just after the speech conference.
If you can increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? You discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all. Would you do it? Now you can with a free demo of iTunes Infinite Mind. Right now, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. Call 1-800-983-9667. What have you got to lose? Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-983-9667. That's 1-800-983-9667.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva on Blog Talk Radio. Sit back, relax, and unwind as we entertain you with the latest in entertainment news and current topics. Once again, you are listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone. You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva here on Blog Talk Radio for August 10th, 2008. I am Classy Diva, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, as I do every Sunday at Eastern Standard Time. We got a great show for you today. This evening we have joining us Leanne Farr and Blockzilla. So
you know, I felt like really good progress that went off and I really did. But like from then I was like, oh, we can all be friends. I thought, especially like not really being with friends, so that maybe she would be a little bit warmer, you know, like a little bit. Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's so weird between her and I, you know. But I mean, we were a little drink her fine. I mean, it was good to like see a treatment, but.
Blog Talk Radio. This broadcast will begin just after this brief message.
Sales, or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-440-1558. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-440-1558. 1-800-440-1558.
You are now listening to Say What Now? It's Classy Diva on Blog Talk.
Maybe some of my tiny ancestors, Bobby, can do that.
$1,000 a week. Thanks to others. We'll take the list of buying the time. Come on, little man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't think anybody has been honest.
Really?
Yeah. You got a solo suit. I'm not even going to be honest.
How do you get
that
now?
Love Talk Radio. This broadcast will begin just after this brief message.
Thanks to identity theft, in the last 9 seconds, you bought a TV, a guitar, and 2 tickets to Mexico, and you didn't even know it.
LifeLock, the industry leader in proactive ID theft protection, helps you prevent ID theft before it happens. And right now, listeners to blogtalkradio.com receive a 10% discount on LifeLock by calling 1-888-277-5026 and mentioning promo code BTR. That's 1-888-277-5026. Call now.
You are now listening to This broadcast will begin just after this brief message.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-440-1558. 100 leads free. Calling 1-800-440-1558. 1-800-440-1558.